Hello, this is Charlie Slevin.
Oh, hey, Charlie, this is Jim over here at Local Splash. How are you today?
Local Splash, how you doing, Jim? It's been a long time.
It's been about a month, man. Just calling in, checking in, see how you're doing.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's been kind of like one step forward, two steps back kind of thing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So there's a lot of tweaking and calibrating I got to do, and I'm having an issue with Google.
Are you?
So it seems. Yeah,
okay.
So I keep getting a phone call. Yeah, so I keep getting a phone call from Google. It's a recording that says that they're missing information from me and that I can't be verified. But when I go online, it says I'm verified, so I'm a little confused.
Let me look once here, just a sec.
And that's been happening now for probably the last 4 days, and they'll call up to 4 or 5 times in one day.
Wow.
I just can't figure it out. Yeah.
Okay. But,
I mean, I'm on there. As far as I can tell.
Yeah, you got your profile. I'm seeing that.
I mean, you have to be verified to have the on there, I think.
The website. Oh, where did that go? Okay, that took me to your website. We'll go back.
I am having a little bit of difficulty on Google is notified me on the computer on my business profile that I need to get Google tag to tag my website. That I've been having a little bit of an issue with.
Well, when I click on, I just clicked on website on your tab. It took me right to your website. So I don't know what that has to
do. Okay. All right. So, I mean, look, I mean, it does, that's what I thought. It looks functional, right? I mean, looks like it's working.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't want to mess. Yeah, I don't want to fix something that ain't broke. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm kind of thinking along those terms. I am right now getting ready to head to the hardware store. They sent somebody over my house, and he screwed up my door, and he's a young kid. I'm not angry. I told him, oh, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. He completely bastardized the weather stripping around the door where the door wouldn't even shut, and he stripped 2 screws. So I got to redo that. That's just minor, but I figure I'll do it while I'm on my off time.
Right.
Like that. But yeah, no, I'm, so where I'm at now is kind of, I have to reorganize and everything. I got my trailer, didn't get all the equipment. I do have a couple jobs lined up. Nothing like, I'm not like, you know, I don't want to be bombarded, you know, where I'm like just running in circles. Things are kind of going, but like I said, one step forward, two steps back kind of thing.
Right.
I have to put you in my contacts on my phone. I want to put you down. So I have you on my phone. I'm going to see if I can do that now while I have you on the phone.
I can text you too.
All right. Yeah. Cause what I want to do is I want to put you in my contact, Jim, and put down, you know, your first name and then who you're affiliated with. So when you call and if I miss your call, I know who it is. Cause there are times I don't get a message. So if I miss a call and they don't leave a message, I don't normally call back. You know, because, I mean, I check my phone. My phone message is working. So I figure, well, if it's not plumbing related, maybe they just dialed the wrong number or or whoever. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a number I'm just not familiar with. More times than not, I probably won't call back.
Okay. I just sent you my contact info.
All right, yeah, because I'd rather do it that way. That way I'm like, oh, Jim, I missed this call. I can call back and say, hey, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm doing. This is my budget for the month. You know, can we, because I remember we were discussing that a while back, and I had a lot of things going on.
Yeah, you were, made notes in there. Yeah, I made notes that you were trying to get the trailer, so now you got the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah, I modified the trailer,
Okay.
I haven't really used it much, but I have it, and that's the whole point, having it when I need it.
Right.
For the bigger jobs. So I am moving along.
Okay.
I'm progressing. I'm just kind of like now is what it is on my part to answer mm-hmm. you honestly is to look at my budget and look at my finance and then say, I'd rather partner with you.
Mm-hmm.
The company seems decent and everything. I think you said the monthly cost was, if I remember correctly, it was like $200 a month. Does that sound about right or
not? Yeah, that's in the ballpark. We have all kinds of different packages. You know, there can be, we do Facebook ads. We can help you with that. So, there's the local ads. I mean, all kinds of different ads. When you talked to Sahak, did he get you the price?
I believe he may have even sent it to my email. I have to go back in my email.
Okay.
To, you know, familiarize myself again with the, you know what I mean?
Right.
My memory's not as sharp as it used to be. unfortunately, I write down stuff. In fact, I ran out of sticky notes, so I have to pick up sticky notes because if I don't do that, I have boxes of parts for customers that may be 2 months out on a job.
And then I gotcha.
Yeah, it's got to have a name and an invoice number on it. If it's all my invoices on.
I hear you.
And it's like, so I am trying to get my act together, so to speak, and get organized. Okay. And then I can, definitely get back to you. I definitely am. I'm not, it's not off the table. It's just a matter of, you know, I just gotta be, you know, the right time to do it.
I did a little search for plumbing services in Afton, and there's a couple of guys doing sponsored ads on there, of course, but then Oviel Brothers, have you heard of them?
Honestly, no. The locals around here are like Palantir, Rice Brothers or Rice Sons Plumbing. In Heaton, I think they do, and they're in Bainbridge. They pop up under the Google search. So those are my direct local competitors. Mm-hmm. The big monster competitor, which I can't touch, is Ahanahe. They've been around a long time. They're big in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Their trucks mm-hmm. are all over the place. They're always on the number one search in my area.
So they're paying for sponsored ads right now, I can tell you that, just by basically what I see on there. So the ones that we would get you to compete with would be the Ovilio Brothers and Slavic and Company. So those are the guys that McCabe, have you heard of him?
Honestly, not kind of, sort of, that name's, but not really sticking, though.
Okay.
So just
remember this, Charlie, that, I mean, you told me your average job is anywhere from 250 to 400. Okay. One job will pay for the whole month. Okay.
Yeah.
For the whole month of average.
I mean, so when I tell you 250, I'm including tax parts for the job. So if I strip out the tax, I mean, I can't really strip the tax away, but parts, you know, So my net, so on a 250 job, my net is probably more realistically around 150. It could be 150 to two, maybe 200, maybe 180. That's a small job, right? So a $400 job, I'm probably maybe touching it around 280 to 325. Just again, it really just depends. I mean, more times than not, the parts are definitely under 100. But if I got to get five parts, you know, right there at $75, $90, you know. So,
right. Okay.
It just really depends. Yeah. Is it a brass fitted? You know, is it a ball valve? You know.
Right.
It really just. But yeah, those smaller jobs. But my net on that, like a $400 job, is probably going to be closer to $300, and $250 probably going to be closer to $200. You know, somewhere around there.
I guess.
So, the thing is, if I can get two or three jobs like that a day where, you know, I can knock out three jobs in 9 hours, you know, I'm doing all right. I mean, you know, I could certainly, I could beef up my marketing campaign and, you know, get the better equipment that I could really use to better service my customers. That's really important to me. Just so I can work effectively and not, say, gee, if I had this right tool, I could have been in and out in an hour, and here I am 3 hours later still working on this thing.
Yeah.
So,
I hear you.
So for me, it's more about time efficiency and getting the right equipment. So that's kind of where I was also doing. That's why with the trailer, and then I get the equipment, the bigger equipment that I need to do the bigger jobs so I can do it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
Well, and it's kind of a horse and a carriage kind of thing right now. I mean, the bigger jobs that you could get by doing a little bit of advertising, gets your name out there, and then you're able to pull in those jobs that are closer to you or higher paying, you know, based on what they tell you over the phone. So, yeah, we got to get you to that point. We got to get you there, man.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Now, I did pick up a new client, and I'm hoping it works out. I got a job on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's a urinal job, so it's a commercial. It's a golf club house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's local, so if I do good by him and I do a good job, I know I'll have more jobs, more maintenance type of work. He's got a big building and a lot of updating over, you know, over time. He's going to need to update stuff. So looking forward to that. I'm kind of limited. I'm a one man shop. So my other challenge is and this is more on me than it is on you. You've promoted me and getting me work is great. But if I start getting calls and they're 2-3 person jobs, I may have to turn it down just because I can't, I wouldn't be able to physically do the work without another set of hands, you know? So I'm kind of working on that. I'm trying to reach out to my nephew or neighbor and say, hey, you know, maybe part time or something like that. So,
I'll give you a holler back in a month. You think that would work?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I got to get the wheels turning. You know, I got to get the wheels turning. I got, because if I'm not, my vehicle's not moving, then I'm not making no money. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, definitely two, three weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay. That puts us beginning of May. Gosh darn. We're already in the second week of April. So.
Yep. May 1st. So I have it down for May 1st. I got to contact my customer. I do have a job on May 1st. So if you do call me, I may miss your call, but I'll call you back. I got to do an install for a crawl tub. They want to convert from a tub to tub and shower. Well, I got the job. It's going to be until May 1st. So.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a holler back that first week of May, and then we'll see what we can do for you then. All right?
I appreciate it, Jim. I really do, man.
All right. I appreciate you. You have a good April, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye, Charlie.
Thank you.
Bye.